Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Thanks are due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Allah sent Prophet Sulaiman, known in English as Solomon, like all other prophets to teach Islam. Allah made him a prophet and a king. His kingdom was vast and magnificent. Allah bestowed upon him many great things. Among them was his God-given power over jinn and devils. They obeyed him and fulfilled all his orders. Also among his miracles, copper would melt for him, and he could understand the communication of birds. He could control the wind to take him wherever he wished by Allah's will on a wondrous platform. It was narrated that the jinn who were under the control of our master Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam made him an extremely large and wide platform from wood and decorated it with silk and gold. It was wide enough to have all that he needed, from dwellings, palaces, tents, luggage, horses, camels, men, as well as animals and birds. In the middle of it, he had a golden throne that he sat on. Around him were placed lots of golden chairs that the awliya, religiously high-ranking people, would sit on, and silver chairs that the scholars would sit on. People would gather around them, and around the people would be the jinn and the devils. The devils are the non-Muslims of the jinn. And the birds would give him shade and protect him from the sun's rays. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam used to go out a lot on battles to fight the non-believers. He also went out to spread Islam and teach that only Allah deserves to be worshipped, and that Allah does not have a partner and nothing resembles him. Whenever he wanted to travel to fight the enemies in a particular country, he would put everything he needed on this platform, and he would order this special wind that Allah made obedient to him and under his control. The wind would go under the platform and lift it up, and when it became airborne, he would order it to become calm and to move the platform like a breath of air. If he wanted it to move faster, he would order it to do so, and whenever he wanted it to come down, it would take him there by the will of Allah. This wondrous platform was extremely fast, taking him from one place to another. In 5 hours, he would travel what normally took 1 month. Tadmur is the name of the city that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam normally stayed in and controlled his kingdom from. The city of Tadmur is in Syria, that is part of the land of Sham. It was built for him by the jinn from huge wide stones and high columns made from white marble and yellow marble. One morning, our master Sulaiman left the city facing Istakhr, one of the largest cities in Persia. In it, there is a mosque known as Sulaiman's Mosque. The walking distance between the two cities was 1 month walking. That day, they reached it at midday by Allah's will. Then he left that mosque after he rested a little bit to Kabul in Khurasan, known nowadays as Afghanistan. and the walking distance between them is another month. He stayed in Kabul overnight, then he left it in the morning the following day and reached Tadmur at midday. There was a tablet found in a house on the banks of the river Dijla, written on it by one of Prophet Sulaiman's companions. It could have been from the humans or the jinn. Written on it was, "We lived in it, but did not build it. Already built, we found it. We reached Istakhr at midday, and by Allah's will, we will leave it next morning to be in the land of Sham by midday." Among the things that was narrated about the trips of our Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was that one day, while he was airborne on that platform, he heard a man that was farming his land saying, "Allah has given Al Dawood," meaning the kin of David, "great ownership of land." Our master Sulaiman is the son of Prophet Dawood, known in English as David. The wind carried these words to the ears of Prophet Sulaiman, so he came down to him and said, "I heard what you said and came down to you in fear that you wish something you cannot bear." One tasbihah, meaning praising Allah, that Allah accepts from you is better than this world and what's in it. The farmer then said, "May Allah save you from any worries like you have gone away with mine." Prophet Sulaiman's heart was not attached to the luxuries and the fine things of the world. He did not care about the riches of this world. He used to eat unrefined bread, although he had a huge kingdom and was extremely rich. Every day he used to slaughter 100,000 sheep and 30,000 cows. He fed it all to people, and he ate the unrefined bread with some sour yogurt, whereas he fed the people the refined wheat bread. He used all that Allah bestowed upon him to propagate Islam and show the magnificence of this great religion. We also understand from the life of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam that prophets prior to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had battles with the non-believers. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu ahkam. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to board our sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to board our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.